All right, car that I drove recently, which I don't think, Richard, you had much of an opportunity to be in this car, but I drove a 2022 BMW X3. This is their X Drive 30i, I should say. So this is an all-wheel drive vehicle as well, which, again, for our mountain areas would work very, very well. In fact, I had numerous people ask about this car. It's a very attractive car. For those of you that don't know the vehicle, just look around. You can see them, or you can go online and check it out as well. But it's a good-looking car. This car retails out at $51,390, which it is a luxury SUV. Although, Richard, if you look at that size of SUV, even in some of the other lines of cars, it honestly isn't more than probably $4,000 or $5,000 more than a lot of the competitors in the same class of car, if you would. I mean, for example, the Chevy Blazer can be $45,000 to $50,000. That's exactly what this car is priced out at. And I will just tell you, the luxury features in this car versus the Chevy, okay, yeah, it's BMW versus Chevy. I don't have to say any more.
Well, and that's the thing, is you said it best, it has the luxury nameplate on it. And so for those of you thinking or maybe trying to decide between two similar cars, you might be paying a little bit more on the front side, Dad, but the likelihood of you getting that back on the resale side is probably pretty high, and you get to maximize some of those luxury features in it, which I'm assuming this had on it as well.
It did, and this thing came fully equipped. I got about 25, 26 miles to the gallon. You can get 28 out on the highway, which when I was, I actually did. But yeah, this thing came fully featured with all of the, this is the premium package, so it's got the heated wheel, lumbar support, gesture control, heads-up display, blah, blah, blah. I mean, literally, I can go down the list, Richard, of everything that was on here, and the reality is, again, $51,390. So you could take that luxury package off, get it down to around the 46, K range or so. And again, it's very, very competitive with a lot of the other vehicles. I mean, I'm just being honest, Richard. We have driven some Kias and Hyundais that are similarly priced that are not this vehicle. Nothing against those vehicles, but they're similarly priced, but not this vehicle.
Well, and that's the thing, Dad, is and you and I have said this for a while now, and all of the cars we've driven, BMW, they just know how to build a car, right? The Germans know what they're doing. They know how to put this vehicle together. It's going to run really well. And again, folks, for that luxury vehicle, for this size of vehicle, 51, Dad, I was surprised when you just said that. That's not really a bad
it's
buy
not
or
a bad deal
value
at all. No, it really isn't. So again, folks, if you want to test drive one, which you should, go check one out at your local BMW dealership. Tell them that John and Richard Rush, both from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.